Well, Darren, I'd just now like to read from this textbook here. I know that that's a faux pas for radio, reading textbooks, but I'm going to do it anyways. The book is called A Geography of the Third World. The chapter is urbanization, and this is just the last paragraph of the chapter. It says, marginality is the hallmark of third world urbanization, but its interpretation depends on the model of development being used. Is it a temporary phenomenon, transitional to absorption of surplus labor by the formal sector? Or is it the informal sector, a permanent feature of dependent development, the urban manifestation of the third world's persistent poverty? Evidence suggests that marginality, informal employment, and precarious squatting and renting is growing, not declining. That it is functionally related to dependent capitalism and helps to sustain it by keeping wages low. Well, I don't think that I can wholeheartedly disagree with this paragraph here, but I do find it in somewhat contradiction to the last remark that Professor Cummings made on his interview.
Indeed, it raises a lot of questions, Steve, and I think that maybe I'll pose a question. I wonder if a beggar in the city is any better off than a landless laborer in the countryside.
Well, at any rate, we're just two speculating international development students. Well, I guess it looks like urban centers of between 60 and 70,000 are going to be all the rage as the world continues to urbanize and proliferate this rural exodus.
Let's just hope we can do it with some style.
Thanks for listening to Interconnections tonight. This has been Steve Weller
and Darren Abbey
for Interconnections.
Thank you. Good night.